The Tairoshi fingered his fork green beard. Just so. I know of several establishments that might suit your needs. Yet first, if I may be so bold, there is the matter of the second half of the payment we agreed upon. And, of course, the extra silver you were so kind as to promise. 60 stags, I believe it was.
For the oarman, Kathleen reminded him.
Oh, of a certainty, said Mario, though perhaps I should hold it for them until we return to Tairosh, for the sake of their wives and children. If you give them the silver ear, my lady, they will dice it away, or spend it all for a night's pleasure.
There are worse things to spend money on, Sir Roderick put in. Winter is coming.
A man must make his own choices, Catelyn said. They earn the silver. How they spend it is no concern of mine.
As you say, my lady, Mario replied, bowing and smiling.
Just to be sure, Catelyn paid the oarman herself, a stag to each man, and a copper to the two men who carried their chests halfway up Visenya's hill to the inn that Mario had suggested. It was a rambling old place on Eel Alley. The woman who owned it was a sour crone, with a wandering eye, who looked them over suspiciously and bit the coin that Catelyn offered her to make sure it was real. Her rooms were large and airy, though, and Mario swore that her fish stew was the most savory in all the Seven Kingdoms. Best of all, she had no interest in their names.